My name is Charles Biblazer, managing editor of The Media Line, and today my guest is Amir Oren, an expert on Israeli politics and defense. Amir, thank you for being with me today.
Thank you, Charles.
We're 1 week away from the much-anticipated Israeli elections, and it seems as though Prime Minister Netanyahu is making a move.
Well, it's obviously a referendum on Netanyahu on several levels. He's deep in legal trouble, even though the depth of that would be known only after the elections. It's a peculiar situation where he's about to be indicted pending a hearing unless his lawyers manage to convince the Attorney General to withdraw the draft indictment. He is going to be indicted later this year, which is going to create a political mess. But as of now, the election campaign centers on his personality and on that of his main rival, retired Chief of Staff General Benny Gantz.
We'll get back to Gantz, but my question for you is, why do you think that Netanyahu's legal troubles and really the mess that it could cause, in your opinion, why do you think it hasn't affected his poll numbers?
His electoral base is quite loyal to the Likud brand in general, no matter who's leading it. And Netanyahu himself, strangely enough, started out as a sort of a youngish politician. He was in the mid-40s when he won over Shimon Peres a quarter of a century ago, almost. But with time, he has turned into a father figure for many of the Likud supporters who are standing by him no matter what. He didn't manage to broaden his appeal, but the other right-wing parties alongside the Likud say that they will recommend him for prime minister. In the Israeli parliamentary system, one must form a coalition because Netanyahu will not get more than one quarter of the vote needed for a government, but he is probably going to gain more votes from his coalition partners, provided that they cross the election threshold, which is quite high. You need at least four members of Knesset to get in, and several of his partners are in the list of endangered species right now.
And getting back to Gantz, his Israel Resilience Party really stormed onto the scene and then emerged with former Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon's Telem, and thereafter with Yair Lapid's Yesh Atid to form the Blue and White Party. But he's fallen recently in the polls. What do you attribute that to?
There is always some space for a center party based on the middle class or the upper middle class part of Israel, which is not enough for a majority. But this time around, because it is headed by military figures, this runs against Netanyahu's former strong point of trying to be Mr. Security. So they started out quite high, but then because he is a rookie politician and he made some beginner mistakes and the novelty wore off, it went down. Again, it's the polls, and the polls may not be accurate. However, we are going to see in the next few days some movement apparently towards Gantz. Some former chiefs of the military establishment headed by Ehud Barak, the former prime minister, defense minister, and chief of staff, are going to convene a press conference and attack Netanyahu on one of his weak points, which is the so-called submarine affair, in which he is suspected of some personal impropriety. And the other part of the affair has to do with questionable dealings with the German government regarding the sale of submarines to Egypt, of all places. This, along with some other unsavory aspects of his character, this is probably going to sway some of the undecided. So right now, if one could hazard a guess, and of course it could turn out to be wrong, and Netanyahu has been known to upturn the predictions, I would hazard a guess that Netanyahu is not going to form the next government.
Obviously, you mentioned the polls and whether or not they're accurate. It brings to mind the last Israeli election in 2015 when he was trailing Labour's Herzog by a fair amount. And then overnight, things flipped and he was prime minister again.
Yes, but what he did that time was twofold. First of all, he attacked those parties on his right flank, especially the one headed by Naftali Bennett, who later formed his own party. But Netanyahu added some of his strength from Bennett. And the other thing was that during election day, he gave a spirited pep talk to his supporters, warning them that the Arab voters are coming in droves to the polls and will help elect a left-leaning government, which was not the case. He later apologized, but of course the deed was done.
Certainly not his grandest moment. Amir Oren, an expert in Israeli politics and defense, I very much appreciate your time. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Charles.
I'm Charles Biblezer, reporting for the Media Line.